Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 say this: Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. If we keep reading, we sense this warm, gracious tone in Paul's letter. No harsh words, at least not yet, but grace and encouragement. Well, what exactly is the encouragement that Paul gives the church that's gone wild in these first three verses? Well, he's going to tell them that every church has been called and equipped to this gloriously common calling of holiness. But before we get into that, I want you to notice something. Letters written during this day followed a certain protocol, as do letters or emails written today. We start off a letter by saying, "Dear so-and-so," or maybe "to whom it may concern," and then we finish the letter with "best regards," and then we sign our name. In the first centuries, letters began by identifying who was writing and then who was being addressed, followed by a blessing, and in most cases with Paul, a prayer. And even though this is a normal pattern in the ancient world and a normal pattern in Paul's writings, we must not be lulled into thinking that it is only formal, only protocol, and has no purpose. This part of the letter is just as much inspired and authoritative as any other verse in the Bible, and thus deserves to be treated as such. So don't be lulled here. All of Scripture is profitable. It teaches, rebukes, reproves, corrects, and trains. And there is much teaching and training going on in these verses. As you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Moray LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.